بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the subject on the rejectionist Shia, and this is part 24, and we will focus upon their foundations, which are particular to them. From that is the imama, and from that is the infallibility of the imam, and from that will be the taqiyya, concealment, and from that will be the mahdi and the absence of the mahdi. From that will be the raj'a, the return, meaning of Ali, and so forth. So this is focused upon the imam. We learn that the imam, with respect to the Shia, is the foundation upon which all their narrations and their creed center upon. And you can find the influence of that in their fiqh and their in foundations and their foundations and in their tafaseer and the rest of their disciplines. And this was the focus of concern to the Shia in the past and in the present. We learned a lot about their concepts of this matter. From that we learned that they, from their foundations, that it is not permissible for the people to choose an imam, but rather there must be a specified text, legal text, specifying an imam. So the imam cannot be established except with the text. This is, you can find this in Ibn al-Mutahhir, Nahj al-Mustarshideen, page 63, Al-Mudhaffar, in his book Aqaid al-Imamiyya, page 103, and others. And that they claim that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically assigned Ali and his offspring for the imama by text. So they are the imams until the hour is established. We also came to know that the beginning of this false imama principle was established on the hands of the Saba'iyya, Abdullah bin Saba. All of these narrations were single narrations, rather even the single one was Ali, because he is the bab, he is the door. And anyone who claims to have heard narrations from other than him, then he committed shirk. This is an Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 377. And also we know that other than Ali and some three or four from or seven from the companions, then others are what? Are kafirs. So their narrations are not acceptable. So this is purely Shia of origin. So after this became a problem, because this is only their sources, and the rest of the ummah are not in agreement to this, to the contrary. So they ended up resorting to something called al-ismah, infallibility. How this infallibility can be affirmed if the one who claims it is only one? So they went into another exit, another way out, another innovation, and this is affirming the miracle to the imam. So therefore the imama became focused upon three foundations to them. The text, and we knew the problem with the text, the infallibility which they invented, and the miracle which they also invented afterwards. That's why their Sheikh Al-Mufid mentioned in his book Al-Ayun, volume 2, page 127, that the imama entails to its possessor, in accordance with the 12 imam creed, it entails infallibility and textual assignment, and al-mu'jiza, miracle. And we came to know that the miracles are only brought by the prophets. And we learned that the Shia said that their imams reached the levels of the prophets and even what? Higher than the prophets. And that the imams are a proof, the hujjah, against creation. Mu'jiza. The mu'jiza, the miracle. We know that it is dependent upon the report. Now, how come then you can give trustworthiness to the reports of apostates, meaning the Sahaba in their view, similarly claiming the infallibility? And if we're going to go along with their claim that of the existence of a text for Ali, that he is the Imam, there is no doubt then that textual assignment on a single individual to run the affairs of the Muslims until the establishment of the hour is impossible, except in the minds of the Rafida. You know what this problem led to? It led them to submit to a great delusion when it became incumbent upon them to say or to give life, long life, to one human for centuries. This is whom? The Mahdi, whom they are awaiting for. So this is really laughable. In fact, one of the Shia himself, Ali al-Rida, whom they call an imam, refuted this. In fact, he refuted it strongly. And it is mentioned in some of their books, as in Rijal al-Kashi, page 458. He said, if Allah would extend the life of someone from the children of Adam because the creation needs him, Allah would have done this to whom? Now I ask you, the audience, Allah would have done this to whom? No, you tell me. Asking you, Allah would have done this to whom? Allah would have given this to the Prophet. MashaAllah, yes. But they oppose this. They oppose this. They oppose this clear principle. And they are on the creed that the existence of this awaited for person is because the creation needs him, rather the whole universe needs him. And therefore there is no need to go around their texts regarding these matters. Why? Because this matter is finished with them today, because they believe now in what? In this awaited person whom we have no news of, unseen, no remnants, no physical presence. In fact, his mere existence is untrue. And had the people been in need, then the Prophet ﷺ would have existed. And he is better than their awaited Mahdi. But the ummah is sufficient. Is sufficient. And Allah gave her sufficiency in its Quran and its sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no need for this awaited delusion. So let us, and they say even it's in the sunnah. They say this is even in our sunnah. So let us look at their proofs from the Quran, so-called proofs from the Quran. The Sheikh, their Sheikh, who's called At-Tusi, whom they call him Sheikh At-Ta'ifa, the Sheikh of the sect, he says, وَأَمَّا النَّصُّ عَلَىٰ إِمَامَتِهِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فَأَقْوَى مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَىٰ. As to the text which assigns his imama being in the Quran, then the strongest evidence for this in the Quran is the saying of Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 55, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Verily your wali is Allah, his messenger, and the believers, those who perform a salah and give zakah, and they bow down, submit themselves with obedience to Allah in prayer. At-Tabrasi said, هذه الآية, this ayah, is the clearest proof for the validity of the Imam Ali after the Prophet ﷺ without any dispute. And their shiyukh are almost on agreement that this is the strongest evidence that they have. The point is, how could they do this to the Quran and to this verse in particular? They claim that the people of tafsir and people of hadith from the general and the particular, that this verse was revealed in Ali, regarding Ali, the cause of revelation, when he gave his ring in charity to a poor while in salah in front of the companions, and that this is present, look what they say, that this is present, this report is present in what they call As-Sihah As-Sitta, the six authentic books of hadith, meaning our books of hadith. They call it authentic, the six authentic, but we don't call it the six authentic. We call it the books of hadith, and the two authentic are Bukhari and Muslim, and the others we don't call them authentic because they contain authentic and they contain weak narrations. But this is from the exaggeration of the Shia. Anyway, so this is the point. They are saying that this is their evidence. And they said, إِنَّمَا, that the article إِنَّمَا in the ayah, in the verse, إِنَّمَا, they say that this is for particularization by agreement of the linguistics. And that the wali means the one who takes precedence in running affairs, which is synonymous with the imam and the khalifa. This is in Shabar, Haqq al-Yaqeen, and Izzanjani, Aqaid al-Imamiyya al-Ithni-Ashariya, volume 181-82. So the Shia now take the cause for revelation, according to them, that the cause for revelation of this verse is evidence that this ayah specifies Ali. So they take the cause of revelation. Why? Because there is no proof in the text itself to prove what they are talking about. So therefore, their evidence is in the cause of revelation, not in the text. Now comes the question. Is this narration authentic? And is their deduction sound? Here is the refutation. Their claim that Ahlul Sunnah are in agreement that this verse was revealed in Ali, regarding Ali, this is from the greatest lies. Father, the people of ilm are in agreement that this was not revealed concerning Ali in name, and that Ali did not give charity, give his ring in charity in Salah. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, mentioning this, also added, وَأَجْمَعَ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ بِالْحَدِيثِ عَلَى أَنَّ الْقِصَّ الْمَرْوِيَّ فِي ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ الْمَوْضُوعِ. And the people of knowledge in hadith are unanimous that the narration reported concerning Ali, meaning in this verse, is from الكذب الموضوع, fabricated lies. Minhaj al-Sunnah, volume 4, page 4. And their claim that it is mentioned in the As-Sihah As-Sitta, the six books of hadith, is a lie, because there is no existence of this report in these six books. And this is from the lies which they don't even feel ashamed, and it is also uttered on the tongues of their so-called ayat. You know, they call themselves ayat, ayatullah Khomeini, ayatullah Sistani, ayatullah, ayatullah, all of this. Like Zinjani, he mentions this. Shabar mentions this, while it is not in the six books. And now we have what? We have indexes for these books, right? Go and search and make search in these books of hadith, the six. Now we say even more. We have Google, right? We have the compilations of hadith, the 9 and the 10th, on one CD, on one site, right or wrong? Tell me. Huh? Tell me. Then you go there and put Ali bin Abi Talib, and then go to the reference using the books which collects the narrations related to the tafsir of the verses and the causes of their revelation, like Ad-Durr al-Manthur and others. Then you will find that their claim is baseless. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, وَجُمْهُورُ الْأُمَّةِ لَمْ تَسْمَعْ هَذَا الْخَبَرِ. And the majority of the ummah did not hear of this report. وَلَا هُوَ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّن كُتِبِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْمُعْتَمَدَةِ. And it is not existing in the books of the reliable books of the Muslims. Neither these six, nor the Sunan, nor Jawami', nor the Mu'jamat, and nothing in the Ummahat. End of quote. Minhaj al-Sunnah, volume 4, page 5. And Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah gave the reports which are narrated concerning this verse, that it was revealed in Ali when he gave charity, when he gave his ring in charity, and then he commented on it by saying, وَلَيْسَ يَصِحُّ شَيْءٌ مِّنْهَا بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ لِضَعْفِ أَسَانِيدِهَا. Nothing of this is authentic entirely because of the weakness of their chains, جَهَالَةُ رِجَالِهَا, and that the men of these narrations are unknown. Look for that in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, volume 2, page 76 and 77. This is from what? From the narration perspective. So it is invalid from there. And this is the basis for their claim. So if this is now nullified, then their whole argument crumbles. Secondly, this evidence which they defend is in direct opposition to their madhab, to their sect principles. Why? Because it limits what? The wilaya upon whom? Or to whom? I'm asking you. Because it limits the wilaya to whom? I'm asking the audience. Think. It's easy to understand. It limits the wilaya to whom? It limits it to whom? To Ali. Exactly. It limits it to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? Because they said innama lil hasr. Because, you know, when they said innama is for particularization. So this indicates what? That the imama does not hold for the rest of the imams. Now, if they respond to this and say, well, what is intended in the particularization is sometimes, in sometimes, meaning at the time of his imama, not at the imama's time of those who are after him, and then in this case there will be agreement with whom? Then in this case there will be agreement on whom? With whom? I'm asking you. This necessitates that there must be an agreement with whom? Yes. There must be an agreement with the Ahlus Sunnah. Why? Because the general wilaya was to Ali at a certain time when he was imam, not before him. This is obvious. So either way, it does not work for them. Another angle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not praise someone except that which is what? Which deserves the praise with him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either that which is obligatory or recommended. Now, giving charity while in salah is not recommended by agreement of the scholars. And had this been recommended, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have done it and would have incited the ummah to do and would have repeated doing it. But he was the one who said, "Inna fi salati la shughla." Verily, in salah there is something which makes the one busy. And if to give someone during this salah is distraction. After salam, you can give the zakah or the sadaqah. And they're saying that Ali gave his ring in zakah while in ruku'. And therefore this ayah was revealed. This is in direct opposition to reality. Because Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not one of those upon whom zakah was entitled at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was poor. And the zakah of silver is due upon the one who possesses the threshold for one entire year. And Ali was not one of them. Now, this ayah is evidence against them and not for them. And this is always the case with the people of innovation. Whenever the people of innovation or deviance cite a verse or a textual proof to indicate that which fits their desires and their objectives, except that the same verse will be evidence against them, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah asserted. This is obviously understood. The clear meaning is obviously understood. The verse is evidence against them because the verse came in commanding to give allegiance to the believers and not to give allegiance and forbiddance to give allegiance to the kafirs. And this meaning is obviously clear from the text flow, from the context. Let us have the verse before it. Chapter 5, verse 51. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. O who you believe, take not the Jews and the Christians as awliya, wholehearted friends. They are but awliya to one another. And if any amongst you take them as awliya, then surely he is one of them. Verily Allah guides not those people who are zalimin, polytheists, oppressors, unjust and wrongdoers. Then let's have the next, our verse please. Then now let's read our verse. إنما وليكم الله 55 إنما وليكم الله. Verily your wali is Allah, helper, protector, his messenger, and the believers, those who perform the salah to the end of the verse. So this is explicit forbiddance to take the Jews and the Christians as wholehearted friends out of love and giving them victory, etc. And it is in agreement that it does not refer to the wilaya as being authority. This is not even mentioned to begin with. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the direction as to whom the wilaya should be given to: Allah, the Messenger, and the believers. So therefore, the allegiance of love and aid and help which Allah forbade in the first verse 551, it is the same which Allah commanded the believers to have. To the believers and to the messenger and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Allah. Your wali, helper, protector is Allah, his messenger, and the believers. So you take them give allegiance to those who deserve it. Give it to the believers and don't give it to the disbelievers. قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله in منهاج السنة volume 4 page 5, إنه من المعلوم المستفيد عند أهل التفسير خلفا عن سلف أن هذه الآية نزلت في النهي عن موالاة الكفار والأمر بموالاة المؤمنين. It is from the known, replete with the people of tafsir, the latter and the early ones, that this ayah was revealed in forbidding giving allegiance out of love and aid and help, etc., to the kafir, and the command to give all of that to the believers. So if this is their quote-unquote strongest evidence, as their shiyukh claim, then it becomes obvious that they are on nothing. The verse is understood even by the common Muslim, let alone the knowledgeable, let alone the senior student of knowledge, let alone the scholars. This is the ayah which they call it ayatul wilaya, the verse of wilaya. Refuted to be baseless from the narration aspect. Refuted to be baseless from the meaning aspect. So their foundation falls down. The Quran, nothing in the Quran is obviously understood and apparent in proving textually that Ali is assigned for Imam or the 12 Imams. Whatever they take from the text in order to direct it in the meaning they go for is because it is necessitated by their fabricated narrations and their false interpretations. This is as regard to their strongest quote unquote proof that it is baseless and stands on nothing. As to their so called proofs from the Sunnah, this will be subject matter of tomorrow's talk, inshallah ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.